Welcome to our 90th anniversary look back. 90 years in 90 minutes. The sounds and stories of Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Our 90th anniversary celebrations couldn't have been possible without the help of our sponsoring partners, Jewel Osco and your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Give us your ear and let us take you through nearly a century of the greatest moments in WGN history. And we get some help from a Chicago broadcast legend in his own right. Here's Bob Surratt.
Colonel Robert R. McCormick was king of the world, the newspaper baron who could rival Charles Foster Kane, the leading figure of the second city of Chicago, that city of broad shoulders, that alabaster miracle. The industry of the 20th century was rising out of the ashes and making a center of commerce and information. His mighty Chicago Tribune was a globally respected voice, a Midwest line in the sand that the Colonel carefully defended, protecting the wholesome culture he saw in the farms and plains and forests around him. But he needed something more. Radio was here, and the world's greatest newspaper needed the world's greatest radio station. The Colonel was not the kind of man who waited around, and in 1924, he had his new voice.
This is WGN Chicago, serving the Middle West. And so the WGN Parade of Dance Band...
Can we find hope for our own future and the future of the world? Let us look at our history to find the answer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the beautiful Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, it's the music of Wayne King, the Waltz King.
Okay, darling, we'll be seeing you. And I know we'll enjoy the automobile show because I'm keen to see the new 1940 cars.
Exclusive. Paris, France. The band formerly led by Major Glenn Miller, who's been missing for many weeks, is carrying on in his name at Battlefront.
How do you do, everyone? This is Ralph Eddy bringing you the latest news from United Press. Squadrons of German bombers sought to resume the furious Nazi aerial assault on Britain this morning.
Here is my pal, Cliff Mercer.
Thank you very much, Frank. A real privilege and pleasure to be here at this fabulous, storied old Aragon Ballroom tonight. So let's open with Wayne King, the Waltz King, and the Naughty Waltz.
The Chicago Bears are on the air. How do you do, football fans? This is Jack Brickhouse, along with Irv Kopsinet and Jack Quinlan, saying welcome to Chicago Bears professional football on WGN Radio. We're speaking to you today from Wrigley Field, where in just a few moments, the Chicago Bears will meet the world champion Green Bay Packers, and your hosts for today's game are...
Walter Phillips first talked into a WGN microphone in 1956. 40 years later, there'd be a street named after him, and he would say goodbye to WGN, firmly in possession of some of Chicago's ratings records for radio morning shows. This is the man who woke us up for all those years. This is Wally. Baby, you
can't get me. 22 minutes until 8 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, radio legend... Wally Phillips. That makes you sound kind of like Mount Rushmore, doesn't it?
No, good morning.
Good morning, your legendship.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
All right,
guess
buddy.
What I did for you.
What?
I looked up your family tree.
Uh-oh.
A monkey tinkled on me.
Excuse me. Hello?
Never, ever heard such filth and smut.
Well, I'm sorry, madam. I didn't think you'd take it that way. I was about to say that we're all about the same
way. You know something's wrong with you. You're a sick man.
Thank you.
Person like you needs help.
Must be somebody around who really dearly loves me since...
Hello, Wally. This is Burt Reynolds. You know what?
What?
I'm sick of you. Sick. Sick.
You. And this is Tuesday, March 4th. It's 8:20. And Tallman Home Federal Savings... Troubles.
Wally!
Yes.
Wally Phillips!
Yes.
Listen to me. The studio is surrounded.
Dingbat.
We're sending in Dave Ennett. don't do anything rash.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he's
sir.
He's here to help you.
Okay.
I repeat, he's here to help you.
He should be committed like...
Slowly hand over the microphone. And please, don't tell any jokes.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Don't
I read you.
Don't harm Dave Ennett.
Roger, out. Dave, you're on.
Okay, I guess so, Wally. Good morning.
Hello?
Wally, this is Batman.
Yeah?
I know you're a big star in Chicago, but here in the Batcave, you're really nothing.
Thank you very much.
One night I'm driving home, and I'm dawdling around there. Find a fellow who is just so great. I was laughing so hard I had to park the car along the Ohio River and listen to him, or I had to wreck the car.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Honey?
Yes.
Would you come home right away?
Yeah, okay.
I think the baby's coming.
I beg your pardon?
I think the baby's coming.
What number are you calling?
411.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye.
He signed off as Walt Phillips. I'll be back tomorrow night. He said at the same time. I got home and I called the program chief for WGN. I said, have you ever heard of Walt Phillips? I said, no. Who's he?
How would I say I've always been crazy about you, my little toothpick?
In Italian. Well, the whole thing in Italian?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Okay. You could say, sono sempre.
Sono sempre?
No, sempre.
How is it spelled?
Sempre, S-E-M-P-R-E.
Sono sempre.
Stato.
Stato.
Innamorato.
Innamorata.
Innamorato.
Innamorato.
Di te.
Okay.
Then you throw in the toothpick. Mia piccola.
Mia piccola.
Piccola, P-I-C-C-O-L-A.
Mia piccola.
My little.
Uh-huh.
Now, toothpick's a difficult word, but it's cute. Stuzzicadente.
That's a car, isn't it?
Wally Phillips, this is Mel Brooks. I just want to tell you that you're one of the most talented Gentiles the world has ever seen.
Thank you.
Wally Phillips was a radio artisan, and frequently, the telephone was his paintbrush.
Expecting a call?
No, I wasn't.
You're not expecting a call?
No.
Well, I better answer. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Who is this?
Sophia.
I don't believe it.
It's Sophia.
Is it really Sophia?
But Sophia who?
Sono sempre stato innamorato di te, mia piccola stuzzicadente.
Mamma mia, you speak very well Italian. Why don't we speak in Italian?
That's too late. That's all I know. Well, I know a little bit more. Come sta fagioli?
Fagioli. But you know what fagioli means?
Come sta fagioli?
Fagioli doesn't mean anything. It means bean.
That's what I said. How you been?
Hi, I'm Andy Williams. I'm an astronaut, and I'm going to the moon. I'm not coming back. I haven't got a chance. I don't care. I'll never have to hear Wally Phillips again.
Tell him that Rina Ballerini is calling.
Rina Ballerini?
Uh-huh.
You think they'll put me through to him?
Oh, yeah. Are we going to hang up?
No, you stay right there. Don't go away. I need your help. If anything goes wrong, you have to help me out. He must be a wonderful man.
Great.
Marvelous singer,
great.
I know that.
I had him come over and hang with, you know.
Ah.
He had a beautiful dinner for him.
Oh.
Century House, good morning.
Yes, Mr. De Pavarotti, please. Chicago is calling.
Thank you, one moment, sir.
You
got it. So he's in.
Don't say anything, man.
Hello,
Mr. Pavarotti?
Yeah?
I'm calling from Chicago. I'm Wally Phillips on behalf of Rina Ballerini.
Yeah?
A friend of mine, and she said that I might, I'm sorry if I'm imposing upon you, but I have a young son. I was consulting with her about my son's vocal career, and she said that you would be glad to answer my question because you're very helpful to people.
Yeah?
And he wants to be a singer, much like you. Of course, he'll never be able to attain your status and stature, but he does lean toward the classics, and he wants to sing opera. And I was explaining to Rina, I wanted to teach him to sing flat like you do.
How old is he?
He's 8.
Good.
Yeah, I don't want him to sing perfectly. I want him to sing a little bit off key, just, and I thought
well,
you would...
Well, I think the thing you should do now is send him to piano lessons.
Piano lessons.
Is singing right?
Well, see, he felt that the only way he could become distinguished and individualistic is not to conform to the standards of vocal presentation as most do. He wants to emulate you and sing just a little bit off key.
What?
Is that impossible to do, or could you achieve that with...
What do you mean a little... I don't understand.
Uh-oh. Sound like I did something wrong.
Uh-huh. Hope they're not coming after me.
Wally!
Yeah.
Wally Billet! This is the FCC! Give up! The studio is surrounded. Throw down your headphones and put your hands over your mouth.
Upon his retirement, Wally summed it up with a line we all hope to be able to utter. I'm on some luckiest guy in the world list somewhere.
It's a fascinating concept. Especially to those of us in the business.
Yeah, people in disc jockeydom or broadcasting or whatever. What do you call yourselves?
Yeah,
broadcasters?
Broadcasters, I guess, or communicators. Somebody came up with a word because the business has changed somewhat. Some people don't like the word disc jockey because, frankly...
That's like calling an actor a play actor.
Yeah, probably. I guess we're communicators, but there are still disc jockeys, and the disc jockey... of Play Misty for Me is just that. I mean, he plays records, although he does more.
He plays jazz or rock or whatever, but he also does poetry and everything.
He's
I understand.
Cool.
Deeply personal interviews with A-list celebrities spilling their innermost thoughts and secrets in the heart of Chicago. Oprah, you say? Oh, no, no, no. Listen and learn.
Albert Brooks on the Roy Leonard Show with a wonderful new movie called Mother. But come on, man, 5 years between movies.
Well, you know, look, in my defense, sometimes I take a long time simply thinking of things.
I got to tell you a quick thing about modern romance. Are you aware of the fact that that movie has become a catharsis for guys who have these breakups in relationships? They go through this horrendous breakup. The first night, they go to the video store,
yeah.
And they rent Modern Romance.
Well, I would say this to any women. If you go to a guy's house and he owns that tape, don't go out with him.
Hello?
George,
hi, Roy.
You throw a fantastic party.
Well, it was not bad considering, was it?
That was a super party, by the way. And listen, that dance you did at the end with that very delightful-looking young lady was really something. You've been practicing your steps.
Actually, I was just thought of a line, you know, when she said that, you know, I may be a lover, babe, but I ain't no dancer. I don't know what song that was in, but it came right into my mind.
You know, as we listened last night in Chicago to your new album, one of the things I think that captured us all was the happy music that George Harrison is now into.
Yeah, it certainly is, actually, especially when you see the movies, like those movies, because... the song, like Crackerbox Palace, if you don't see the film, all True Love, actually, they could both be taken, straight, but they really are comical. There's a lot of up music in the album.
Mike Royko dropped in. Someday, are you going to write a column? Somebody ought to write a column, you or those guys like yourself who see things and can approach it maybe in a witty, memorable manner. Somebody's got to write a column about this tendency to make all phone numbers words. I just read one. In other words, you're going to buy Florida Sunshine and Naval Oranges. You dial 800-327-GROVE, G-R-O-V-E.
At least you can remember it. Remember when there were numbers like Humboldt 4253?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I remember that. I can't remember it for anybody. I don't know. You know, I have to look up my own phone number.
Are you serious?
I
can't do it.
I look in my wallet when people say, what's your home number? Because I never call my home number. If I'm not there,
true.
There's nobody there. Why would I call it?
True.
And I have to look the doggone thing up.
People still kid you about moving to the north side?
No, not if they've seen the dump I live in.
But that provided fodder for a column.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to ask you, have you been to San Diego recently?
No.
Will you ever go to San Diego?
No, I will never go to San Diego. Not until we win the bet.
Roy, engaging, easygoing, respectful. The kind of media personality that makes you $1 billion these days. Roy Leonard and a couch. Even the most jaded star was no match for the two of them.
Woody Allen, do you mind listening to the old routines? Do you mind even watching the old films? Or do you even bother?
I never, ever see my films after I'm finished with them.
Never?
Never, no.
I mean, would you walk out of the room if it came on?
Yes, I probably would.
The greatest.
Ali Boumaye, Ali Boumaye. And I found out that means Ali kill him, Ali kill.
Yeah, and you did.
They didn't mean kill him in a physical way. They meant beat him up.
And you did. In fact, let's see. Foreman is now retired. In fact, everybody's retired except you. Who's left?
I'm trying to say I'm an old. What's you talking about?
No, you said that yourself a few minutes ago. But we're all getting old. But who's left to fight?
Well, we have my next fight is with Leon Spinks. They always have a way of building. Somebody's always coming. Then there's a third match, fourth match with Ken Norton. People want to see. So that fight will come off as soon as they get me the proper guarantee.
Guarantee. Now that means money, friends.
It means $12 million in the bank before I go in the ring.
This is something new that Steve just put together over the weekend. The dying Cub fans' last request. Here we go.
This is a touching song. By the shores of Old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour that told. Round his bed, his friends all gathered, for they knew that his time was short. And on his head, they placed a bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. He said, "It's getting late for me. It's dark in here. And I know that it's time to go. But before they take me out of the lineup, there's something that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League." Well, friends, the law of averages, yes, the law of averages says that anything might happen that can. But the last time the Chicago Cubs won a National League pennant was the same year that we dropped a bomb on Japan. The Cubs sent me down a wayward path, I know they did. They stole my childhood from me. In the spring, I forsook my teachers to sit in the bleachers in open, flagrant truancy. Led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, women. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, until those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons underneath the L tracks to eat. But now I fear that I might never get to go back there. I'd like to go one more time before I come to my eternal rest. So have your pencils and your scorecards ready, and I'll give you my last request. I'd like a Dixieland funeral in Wrigley Field on a doubleheader Saturday. We'll have the organ play the national anthem and na 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 na, hey hey hey. Get six bullpen pitchers to carry my coffin. Get six groundskeepers to clear my path.
umpires call me out as every base goes by. And I vent my holy wrath. Send a few of the Cubs out into the infield. And have one of them drop an infield fly. Then make everybody eat a Frosty Mall and a bag of peanuts. And I'll be ready to die. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Have Jack Brickhouse call up Leo DeRozier to conduct my final interview. Then build a fire with Danley Lumber and Louisville Sluggers. And toss my coffin in. Let the ashes blow in a beautiful snow from a 30-mile southwest wind. And as my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu and come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. Well, the dying man's friends began to weep and wail. Roy, they thought it was an awful shame. But he said, don't cry. We'll meet again by and by in that heavenly hall of fame. I'll be up there every day watching the angels play. Why, that's just what I'm going to do. And you, the living, are stuck here with the Cubs. And I sure feel sorry for you. So play that sorrowful tune just one more time. It's the one that I love best. And then he closed his eyes and slipped away. It was the dying Cub fans' last request, so I guess we'll play it. They still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around. When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only cause fatigue.
In 90 years, Radio 720 WGN has broadcast history as it happens. World wars, presidential debates, tumultuous moments in Chicago history, and of course, a Cubs World Series win. Okay, still waiting. But we've been there for some amazing moments in the meantime.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel.
The Chicago Cubs are on the air.
Throws and Brickell swings the bounder. Grimm leaps into the air, gets it, and throws to the plate. And they trap the runner between third and home. And Hartnett runs up and tags him and turns, but Brickell hadn't got past first base. A very, very nice play by Hartnett.
And Kyler swings, and there's a good, solid hit over second. Well, folks, Kyler's on first with the Cubs' third hit of the ball game.
Rick Bill Lee gets the sign from Gabby Hartnett. Yes, it is the tying run at third base.
Fastball is swinging. Here's one hit deep. Goes to left field. It's way back. It's going. Going. Going.
Oh!
A grand slammer for Ernie Banks. number 12 of his career.
One more pitch could end the ball game. You know what kind of a pitch we're hoping for. The dark one, blow it past him, Don. Three balls, two strikes, Cunningham waits. Cardwell into the windup. Here's the biggest pitch of this ball game. Lined into left field. Here's Moran coming. He got it!
The pitch to Kessinger, swinging a fly ball to deep center field. Matty Alou's going back. It's over his head. It's going to the wall. Kessinger around second base. Matty Alou hasn't got it in yet. He's going to try. He's going to try. Here's a throw for the shortstop. It's all target. He scores. And inside the park, home run.
It's all over. Willie Smith just homered. The Cubs win the game.
There's one kiss. It's going. It's going. Stay fair. It does. It's gone. Kiss it goodbye. Ron Santo hits a two-run home run high out of the screen beyond the catwalk in deep left field.
Quinn, Brick, Jack Quinlan, Vince, Lou, Harry, Pat, Ron, the legends of Cubs radio all lived only here.
At second, strike one to count. Lottie stretches, looks back, delivers. Swinging, he takes it. There it is. That's number 200. The run will score. Wilkes is in, and Sandberg will get another standing ovation. They've got to ask for that ball. Sandberg put on a show here today.
Get that ball.
Boy, that's a thrill, isn't it?
And a long standing ovation, and he tipped his cap. The 1-2 pitch on the way.
There it is.
The game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Yes, sir.
The Cubs have won the game. The Cubs have won the division.
Look at him, Bob Sutcliffe, a two-hitter.
A two-hitter on a big, big game. And as I said a few minutes ago, Lou, the biggest game of his life.
Let's go.
Go,
go,
go.
1-2. Here's the windup and the pitch.
One in the air, deep left field. This is going to be number 66. Sammy Sosa enters a new galaxy. Number 66, a new home run high. Sammy Sosa has just gone where no slugger has gone before.
Everybody say Cubs.
Seven to five Cubs, bottom of the ninth. Two down, the Brewers have the bases loaded and a 2-2 count on the hitter. Here's the pitch, swung on, fly ball left field. Brant Brown going back. Brant Brown drops the ball.
No!
He drops the ball. Three runs will score, and the Brewers have beaten the Cubs.
It's very strange. There's a press conference going on at Wrigley Field. I didn't know there was going to be one today. Andy Mazur is there. Are you there, Andy?
I am here, John. As a matter of fact, our conquering hero, the old third baseman Ron Santo, was walking into the interview room now. They're announcing today that they are going to retire his number 10. Here comes Ron Santo to the podium right now.
I lost my breath. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't tell you how much this means to me. I said to myself, I don't care if I get in a Hall of Fame anymore. This is my Hall of Fame.
Ground ball to
All
short.
All right, let's
Martinez
do it.
Martinez to second, one over to first. Cubs win.
Yes!
Goodbye, Houston. Hello, Atlanta. Cubs win the division. A wild celebration for the Cubs on the field. The entire team is out. High five. Bear hugs.
Yes.
All over the place, yes. Right out near second base.
Oh, my gosh.
A 6-4-3 double play. Cubs win 7-2.
Look at the bottom of that. This is right. They just won a World Series, but there's a ways to go, but we're there, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Oh, man. How great is this?
It has been 90 years filled with joy, heartache, laughter, frustration. Two organizations aging together and learning from each other how to properly capture that warm summer glow that is Cubs baseball. And wherever our separate paths take us, the Cubs and WGN share 90 years of DNA. We have and always will bleed Cubby blue.
90 years in 90 minutes. WGN's look back at the great moments in our history continues after this.
This is Jack Rickhouse. We're speaking to you today from Wrigley Field on WGN Radio.
Very few empty seats all over the state. Great bleacher crowd today.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
Next.
Hey, Chicago.
90 years of the Cubs on WGN continue. It's the Cubs and the Nationals.
Holy cow.
The pregame at 2:30. The first pitch with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer at 3:05.
Years of Wrigley Field, 90 years of Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Two reasons to keep the party going.
From Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey to Wally Phillips and Spike Odell, WGN Radio has been home to Chicago's most beloved voices. These folks and countless others are invited into our homes on a daily basis. For 90 years, WGN has covered Chicago's biggest local news stories and has been there for the moments that changed world history. As we congratulate another of Chicago's own, Jewel Osco salutes WGN Radio on this milestone. For 115 years, Jewel Osco's been proud to call Chicago home. Ever since those Jewel tea trucks made their rounds in and around town. Yep, times sure have changed. But our commitment to Chicago remains the same. Like WGN, Jewel Osco is here to stay. So here's to you, WGN, and thanks for all the great listening through the years. We look forward to celebrating a century with you real soon.
Through the years, WGN Radio has helped Chevy drive Chicago. It's all about drive. WGN Radio and Chevy dealers were there and will be there for you mile after mile.
Your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers are proud sponsors of WGN Radio. Here's cheers to another 90 years because it's all about drive.
Back to 90 years in 90 minutes, our historical look back at the sounds and stories of Radio 720 WGN. Presented by our sponsoring partners, Jewel Osco and your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Here's Bob Surratt.
The 50,000-watt WGN was and is the big time, the big leagues, the top of the radio heap, an elite destination that only the cream of the radio crop ever arrived at to practice their best of the best trade. Most of the time.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
But let's take time out right now for this message.
Whatever you need or want to
today. Shop the well-known brands. They're on display at Weebolt.
National reputation brands are your biggest value at Weebolt department stores near you. Lou, since we've been working with Weebolt this year, I'm learning more about women's clothes every day. Now, for example, do you know what a shadow panel is?
Well, old chap, I haven't the foggiest. What is it?
Well, it's a lining they put in women's slips.
And they have these slips at Weebolt?
Ooh, do they?
They don't ad-lib, just read what's on the script.
Well, Kaiser makes them in nylon, and it's light as a feather. These slips are edged with lace at the top and bottom. They sound great, huh?
They sure do.
That's the last one of those we'll get all summer, I bet.
Music of the Maestro Bow Showcase. A little Dixie here this morning. We hope you enjoyed it. And it's now 4:58 in 2 minutes, the late news and the weather.
Well, how you doing, everybody? That's a good start.
Anytime your thirst calls for the best of beer, make yours Maestro.
Want to go all over again? Want to play the theme again? No, we don't have time for that.
Vice President Humphrey got a boost for a new job today. Senator George McGovern, Democrat of South Dakota, says the vice president would be a good man to head a worldwide war on Hungary.
Hey, it's live radio, and nobody's perfect.
Or rather, hunger. Ladies and gentlemen, and evening with... I forgot her name. Here we go. All right.
There's action in the Cardinal bullpen, but as Vince has mentioned several times, we cannot see who is throwing up, warming up.
What'd you say?
A group of Maine Township residents is up in arms over an upcoming referendum calling for an incorporation of the area. The voting will take place on Tuesday, but this afternoon, angry residents first marched and then drove through the area in protest against the proposed incorporation. Michael Levin, president of the Twin Oaks Homeowners Association, had this to say about alternatives to incorporation.
My son, the hero, a gigantic spectacle shot on location for Peanuts.
We'll try Mr. Levin later without the fanfare, fans.
And incidentally, it's a tag day today. The girls are out on the corner with their little cans, containers, I should say.
Monmouth College has developed a specialty in Asian studies. And tomorrow we're going to meet Commander Boone, retired Naval Intelligence Officer.
A very good evening to you, Barn Dance fans. We're glad that you could come in person to enjoy the one and only WGN Barn Dance. But first off, our official greeter tonight, a singing star who's contributed so much to the success of the country and western type of music throughout these many years. And a very important stud in his hometown of Schaumburg, Illinois, on account of because he's the mayor. The top coxman of all the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
Two top aides joined President Nixon yesterday at his Camp David retreat, where he is writing the State of the Onion. State of the Union message. I'm sorry. He'll deliver personally to Congress. That's terrible. Let me start that all over again. Two top aides joined President Nixon yesterday at his Camp David retreat. Where he is writing the State of the Union message he will deliver personally to Congress Wednesday night. Oh, forgive me. Spokesmen say Mr. Nixon won't return to Washington before Monday afternoon and did not discount speculation he will stay at Camp David until shortly before making the speech.
Bill Robinson opened up with a double. Ozark elected to sacrifice him to third. But Mike Schmidt struck out.
This is WGN Chicago at the town, 5 o'clock. Well, it might be 10. I don't know. It's so dark outside, I can't tell.
Monique, if your husband will permit me.
Well, my husband died last year.
Oh, well, then good.
Express lanes are now beginning to tighten up at 26th Street. Keep your tires properly tuned. Or inflated. Let me start over.
Mr.
A leading China watcher says Deng Xiaoping no longer runs China, and President Yang Chengkun has taken responsibility for the country's day-to-day affairs. David Shambaugh, a political science professor with the University of London, told foreign correspondents that Yang now has the second biggest power base in the country after Deng, China's longtime patriarch. Shambaugh says Deng has genuinely retired, adding that should Deng die, the 84-year-old Yang, who also controls China's powerful military, would move quickly into the position of supreme leader. Weather after this.
Friends, welcome. We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
That bully Big Brother used to twist your arm and demand you say uncle. For 26 years, uncle was one of Chicago's favorite words, Uncle Bobby.
Do you remember the very first words you uttered into a hot microphone here at Radio Place?
When I first started here?
Yeah.
No.
We take you now.
Oh, no.
Through the magic of tape recording.
I don't want
to
do this.
To April the 1st.
I don't want to do this.
1974.
Friends, welcome. We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
I do have one question before we start. Where's the coffee? I can't find any coffee.
And while the geese look nice as you're driving by and you see them out in a field,
there's something about Bob.
Oh, look, a flock of birds. How nice.
Collins.
The reality is,
every morning,
these are filthy, disgusting animals.
They're not migrating anymore.
Yeah, exactly
right. Because the winters are so mild, they have no intention of going anywhere. It's been lovely. It's like Florida for
them. Well, you know, if you could stay here, would you go to Mississippi? I mean, ask yourself.
Radio.
Come on.
720.
Mr. Grayson, if you please.
21 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock in Chicago, and that means, of course, it's time for...
Go ahead.
The Bob Collins Show!
Oh, God.
Hey, yeah! We are safe! You see that Boucher now, brother!
In Chicago, of course, it is Cubs fever. On the south side of Milwaukee, Ana, where the streetcar bends the corner around, it's more body heat type fever with the lovely and talented lady of charm, Fern Quimby Melrose. Good evening, Fern.
How you doing, Bobby? Oh, we got the Cubs fever up here in Milwaukee, too, you know.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. When they was figuring out, you know, how to play them day games and with the lights and all, I was trying to get to you to get them to play in the alley behind Mark Rogan's. And they could use my room as a locker room.
I'm sure they could. Yeah, you and...
I like cute guys in double knits.
Now with more on the ticket lottery, here's Dave.
What number do you have, Tom?
I lost mine.
I am so confused by this.
Where are you confused, Bob?
If I'm in Park Ridge with number 4183, do I go to Wrigley Field or what?
Yeah, but there may not be a 4183.
But I got it. It's right here on my band. It says 4183.
But, Bob, you don't know that that number exists.
I have a headache.
I think your wristband's too tight.
Oh, Mr. President.
Yo.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm all right.
Welcome to Chicago.
Takes me back a little bit.
You get tired of answering the same questions day after day, the same old thing?
No, I don't get tired of it, but I've reached the conclusion that there aren't many new ones.
Yeah. Well, somebody far brighter than me said a long time ago, polls don't vote, the people vote.
Well, I think that's true, and actually people don't really make up their mind until later on. So what I must do, and I'm prepared to do, and have not done up till now, is make very clear to the American people the differences between myself and the governor of Arkansas.
And now, Bally Bras and Weebolds present a talk you might have with a bra.
I knew it. I said, you won't even get through the first sentence. Can you imagine coming across this?
There was a reason they didn't put it in the show.
Wait a minute.
There was a reason they didn't put it in the show, and I just blew the whole thing. There
and
goes
now,
the account.
And now, Bally Bras and Weebolts present a talk you might have with a bra in the back of your drawer. Tom, what do you say to the bras in the back of your drawer?
It's all yours, the Big Mama Bob Collins Show, where you never know what is in store behind the door.
welcome to the Tyrone F. Gendelman Don't Call Us, We'll Call You Radio Amateur Hour. It's a delight to welcome you to our stage. Jim.
A pleasure to be here.
What is, what is your particular area of expertise?
Well, I just happen to be hosting, they're on their way through Chicago, the Furtive Family of Fine Frogs.
The Furtive Family of Fine Frogs.
Yeah, that's a water thrill show.
I suppose it would be, yes.
Now, one thing I got to caution you.
Yes.
They're used to performing in bigger tubs. However,
yes.
Because we're using a smaller tub, they will be working with the lid up.
Well,
now that's in case.
Yeah.
See what they do.
Yeah.
The flipper is going to be taken around by a miniature boat. Flipper's getting on his ski.
Right. Oh, he does this from a ski.
So he does it from a ski. He's taken around the boat.
Is the fire going in the hoop?
The fire is going now. We're pouring a little mimosa on it to get it moving. He's moving around. He's taking another turn. He's almost up to full power.
Yeah.
He's coming. He's shaking his little paw. This is it.
This is the one.
He's coming through. He's up. He's through the hoop.
Yeah.
But he overshot the tub.
Oh.
He's in the tank. He's in the tank.
The safety tank.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't flush. Don't flush.
Terrific. All right.
Damn, I lost another frog.
I lose more frogs like that.
I'll tell you.
It's not easy, Jim, being in showbiz.
What a tragedy this has turned into.
From my side also, Jim.
The Furtive family's in check. Fingers Furtive is playing some appropriate music on his Hammond organ. Can I say Hammond?
If anybody from Hammond is listening.
I'll tell you, it's hard to believe the crew of Flipper's Lake Furtive had come to such a tragic end. It was only now that he was flushed with success, so to speak. His family has hopped around the tank to take one last look where it happened. I see Flicka, Flacka, and Flucka.
The
Furtive triplets, consoling the patriarch of the Furtive family, Frank Fireball Furtive. So long, pal.
Jim.
Almost 5:30. Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Mr. Dean.
So you guys are switching roles?
Lyle should get this out of his system. I think that, you know, this is it. This is your dream. You kept wishing every morning Larry would catch the big one. It'd be the Lyle Dean show. You know, Larry did catch the big one.
Just too late.
It's a little late for you, but...
Keeping with tradition here...
Mm-hmm.
It's 5:32, and here's the 5:30 news with Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Lyle. Paul Tsongas vows to do better in the Midwest after Bill Clinton.
No, sincerity.
I beg your pardon?
A little more sincerity.
Do I tell you how to do the newscast, or perhaps you'd like to start that as a new tradition on the morning show?
No.
Long time morning man. Big kahuna here at WGN Radio, a victim of a plane crash this afternoon.
Thank you, Facebook and Twitter, but radio invented the phrase social media. Endless interaction, comments, and likes.
There's lonely hearts in Arkansas, there's truckers.
There were so many likes, especially in the hours of darkness when our chat room became most of North America and then some.
World unknown to daytime is forever going on. The airwaves of the nation between midnight and the dawn. Late night radio.
It's 48 degrees now at Midway, 44 at O'Hare, 54 at Tribune Tower. This is WGN, a clear channel, serving the nation from Chicago. This is the music of the all-night Meister Brau Showcase.
Let's do this as a team, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Right, who now, wants to go first?
You I'll go flip first. You're I'll older. First.
Okay. Oh, 72 at O'Hare.
74 Midway.
Lakefront 72.
Humidity 73%.
Wind south at 6.
Barometer steady at 29.95.
Inches. Lake temperature is 68 right now.
You interfered. He didn't do the THI.
Yeah, who asked you?
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute now.
THI is 70.
Thanks a lot, McNeely. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Waves calm to 2 feet. Now, Tom, what is the water temperature?
Water temperature now is 68.
Thank you.
So all you can right. Go, both of you can go jump in the lake.
Franklin McCormick, Eddie Schwartz, Steve and Johnny. They were like long before you could click like.
WGN.
rushed back from L.A. from seeing what and whom? And
Brad Pitt.
Did you actually talk to Brad Pitt?
I love women. Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to women.
Oh, no, not him.
I mean, he's a very charismatic. The eyes are exceptional.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your offstage announcer. This is the second time in as many weeks that Gino has expressed interest in a male actor.
You know what's really scary? I'm attracted to the offstage announcer.
Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me. I love you because you are helping me to make up the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. And of the words of my everyday, not a reproach, but a song. Why do I love you? I love you because you have done more than any creed to make me happy. You've done it without a word, without a touch, without a sign. You have done it by just being yourself. Perhaps, after all, that is what love means.
The nighttime internet. In a way, it very much began 90 years ago, and the tweet goes on. WGN is a sensible place, a place where the shock jocks and blue humor of the rest of radio were never welcome. A folksy, across-the-back-fence kind of conversation, permeated by Midwest values and common sense. WGN has always lived by sensible rules, but as with everything, these rules, too, were meant to be broken.
This is Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
You know, when I was in real estate and we had a listing and it was from Beecher, Illinois, and it was called Beecher Meats.
It was a butcher shop. I'm aware of it.
It was a butcher shop.
It was around the corner from Beecher Tool and Die. I don't know if you're there.
Would that be Barbara, thank you.
Do you ever have a moment, Hillary, do you ever place a call yourself, and if someone asks who's calling, and you say Hillary Rodham Clinton, they go, yeah right. Who is this really? Did that ever happen?
Yeah, it has happened. The ones I like the best are people who say, and how do you spell that? And who are you with?
I think it's like one of those songs that sounds so beautiful, and then you listen to it, and it basically says, I'm miserable, I'm
and
used
I'm
by men, and I'm diseased, and bring up the violin.
Speak your piece.
Adrian, speak your piece.
I'm really, really mad about spackle and bacon. I don't need a quart of spackle or a pint of spackle. I need a teaspoon of spackle. Next thing, bacon. You know, they got those little windows in the back, and the little label says, this is a representative view of the bacon you're going to buy. You know, it's not. Somebody had put, like, a great-looking piece of slab of bacon behind there. What kind of a job is that? Sitting there all day long, good one, bad one.
Hillary, this is in the abstract.
It has nothing to do with what you personally do. Just in the conceptual conception of pantyhose, of you feel they are meant to be worn with or without panties?
I would have to give that question a lot more serious thought.
Get back to them?
Yes, yes, I will. I'll get back to you on that.
I want to say I want you to know something.
Yes.
One hates to be reminded of what they said in the past, and you are fabulous, because 4 years ago, I think, Kathy asked you that over the phone, and you said the same damn thing.
Can you explain why a man would like to
have the same hamburger every night, but needs to look at different strippers?
I think they go and they get a burger, and they know they want a burger. They know they want it to taste a certain way, and they go there, and that makes them comfortable.
So right. For food, they want comfort, and for sex, they want excitement.
Okay.
They want somebody that they can be complete pigs in front of, and this is what
Kathleen Judy didn't say that.
No.
Vince.
Well, if you were to go to the zoo, you'd see many different animals, right?
You know, favorite animals is a whole nother interest.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you know who's going with President Clinton on this big long trip to Auckland, New Zealand?
Yes. Chelsea.
And do you know who else?
Who?
His mother-in-law.
Oh, man.
What the hell are we paying for Mrs. Rodham to go around to keep an eye on Bill? What is that? It's like going with your babysitter.
Plus 87 members of the press and probably 56 aides from the White House. So
who brings their mother-in-law halfway around the world?
Somebody who's in trouble with his wife.
That's right.
Are you having a heart attack, Nancy?
I feel like
Are you yeah. hyperventilating?
I think so.
All right, just calm down. Breathe into a paper bag.
Yes.
It's okay.
I don't want her to be sick.
Do you want to put us on hold and call 911?
No, I'm fine.
Nancy, okay. Have you ever watched Beavis and Butthead?
No, I haven't, but thank you.
We have a lot of important things to deal with on the show.
And I'm Steve Bertrand on Chicago's News and Talk Radio 720 WGN, and now we join the Kathy and Judy Show, already in progress.
I love backgrounds on fairy tales. This is one about Little Red Riding Hood. Now, what would you think they were trying to tell with Little Red Riding Hood? To me, it would be about, like, being safe or not talking to strangers.
You don't look like Granny. You don't smell like Granny.
Well, I think that's more the three bears.
No, the three bears are all huffing up, blow your house down.
No, those are the three pigs. The children's story, Little Red Riding Hood, originally offered a warning about the dangers of premarital sex.
With your grandmother?
Our history would be empty without squadrons of girlfriends, led by the gal generals, Kathy O'Malley, Judy Markey, the two ladies who put your typical boys' night out to shame.
90 years in 90 minutes, WGN's look back at the great moments in our history continues after this.
Jack Rickhouse. We're speaking to you today from Wrigley Field on WGN Radio.
Very few empty seats all over the stadium. Great bleacher crowd today.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
Next. Hey, Chicago.
90 years of the Cubs on WGN continue. It's the Cubs and the Nationals.
Holy cow.
The pregame at 2:30. The first pitch with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer at 3:05.
Years of Wrigley Field, 90 years of Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Two reasons to keep the party going.
Listen to the heartbeat of America.
Through the years, WGN Radio has helped Chevy drive Chicago. It's all about drive.
And it's all over. The Chicago Bulls have won three straight NBA championships.
Your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers are proud sponsors of WGN Radio. Here's cheers to another 90 years, because it's all about drive.
From Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey to Wally Phillips and Spike Odell, WGN Radio has been home to Chicago's most beloved voices. These folks and countless others are invited into our homes on a daily basis. For 90 years, WGN has covered Chicago's biggest local news stories and has been there for the moments that changed world history. As we congratulate another of Chicago's own, Jewel Osco salutes WGN Radio on this milestone. For 115 years, Jewel Osco's been proud to call Chicago home. Ever since those Jewel tea trucks made their rounds in and around town. Yep, times sure have changed, but our commitment to Chicago remains the same. Like WGN, Jewel Osco is here to stay. So here's to you, WGN, and thanks for all the great listening through the years. We look forward to celebrating a century with you real soon.
WGN Chicago.
Back to 90 Years in 90 Minutes, our historical look back at the sounds and stories of Radio 720 WGN. Presented by our sponsoring partners, Jewel Osco and your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Here's Bob Surratt.
There are few things more beautiful than a prairie sunrise. Of course, by the time the sun peaks over the trees, the typical farmer has been at work a few hours already. And while a new dawn may be his first sight of the day,
on Monday in the Madison area,
chances are his first sound,
Champaign, Illinois right now, 66 degrees, South Bend,
was
Indiana,
WGN.
So we're getting moisture, we are getting heat. That's exactly what this crop season needs, and we're really off to a good start.
Merry Christmas from Chicago, where the WGN Barn Dance is on the air.
Swing your lady round, around, everybody swing your almond left, your left hand right, your right hand right, promenade when you come around.
From the Spalding School in Chicago on this Christmas Eve, this is Orion Samuelson welcoming you to another 90 minutes of great Saturday evening family entertainment, starring Bob Atcher, Dolph Hewitt, Red Blanchard, Arky, the Arkansas Woodchopper, the Johnson Sisters, Ruth and Edith, the Sage Riders, and our special guest star tonight, Nancy Faye. It's all brought to you with the good wishes of Homelite XL Chainsaws, 3S Tonic, and WGN Radio here on the WGN Barn Dance.
Right and lead by the right partner, by the left, left and lady, by the right partner, by the left.
Hey, Saturday night at the old barn dance, everybody is happy and gay. Hopkins on the rafter, cider in the cave. Arnie does the calling and we'll all take a lay. Apple pie and candy, everything is dandy. Coffee's on the fire. Get your gallant swinger, she's a real old digger.
Five 5:39 is the time. Raining in Chicago. It's 60 degrees. Max Armstrong is... Where are you, in Iowa?
Hey, young man. How are you?
Well, you sound like you're out in the middle of the field there, buddy.
Well, I'm getting close to it. I'm between the Farm Progress Show site, which is about 5 miles south of Cedar Rapids, and Cedar Rapids itself, and it's rainy.
Why are you going out this early?
Well, you know Bob,
I know Orion's here, but you don't have to show off. What are you calling from the parking lot of the bar or what?
You can't fake farm talk. Books aren't going to teach you how to truly communicate to those who put food on our tables. You just have to have it.
3, 2, 1. In the news and agriculture this morning, they still had no overnight trade in Project A at the Chicago Board of Trade. Technical problems have plagued the electronic trading of grains since Thursday night. Let's do a second... take. Following a countdown from 3, 2, 1. In the news and agriculture this morning, they still had no overnight trading of Project A. We're going to do a third take. Following a countdown.
Now listen, here's the story of an agribusiness guy. A Wabash gigging Hoosier hardly ever told a lie. And then one day he went to school, they taught him how to speak. And now he's in Chicago as an agribusiness geek. Pork bellies, winter wheat. Next thing you know, old Max is on the air. Talking about the markets, kidding Spike about his hair. Spike says, happy Hoosier, come on, tell me what I like. Did I make some cash on the mutual, Spike? Common stock, the NASDAQ. Now it's time to say goodbye to Max and all his quotes. Hoping that you farmers made some money on your oats. You're all invited back next time, and maybe we will see if Max knows stocks and futures are just commodities.
Armstrong, that is, farm reporter. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Big
because of a hazardous Mountain Dew spill.
Yeah.
I'm a walking time bomb.
Late last night on Route 34.
Ba-da-da-da.
Radio 720 WGN regrets to inform you.
I'm a walking time bomb for you, baby.
Max Armstrong will not appear at the sandwich fair today.
I'm a ticking right along.
Ba-da-da-da. Instead, we invite you to join a man,
Orion Samuelson,
who can milk a cow faster than you can say a Kanamawak.
The 720 Summer of Fun Tour.
Live from Sandwich today at noon.
54 years later, the Hall of Famer who still gets up every morning at zero dark 30, the farmer's son who can still talk the talk better than any of them, our constellation of stars, all bundled up in one word, Orion.
Shop talk nice guys do finish first. Orion Samuelson is on the air 14 times a day, keeping generations of America's farmers informed and building bridges between them and the rest of us. My friend and colleague Orion Samuelson is to receive the state of Illinois' highest honor, the Lincoln Academy recognition, for what he is and what he does.
720 is our frequency. Oftentimes, we believed it was also our legendary nighttime host's IQ. Cerebral conversations that required your brain to actually function to keep up with it. It's too bad the rest of talk radio didn't take notes during Dr. Rosenberg's class.
And you have said we are not required to posit God as a way of accounting for the origin of this universe.
Or shape and form.
Or its shape and form.
Or your my existence.
Nor are we required to posit God for the existence of mere mortals like Adler and Rosenberg.
Right.
And the 4 billion others who are around
right.
at the moment or who have ever been or will ever be.
Right.
What then do we need the concept for?
The question to which the only possible answer is God is the question, why is there something rather than nothing?
Now, I love that.
The time is 21 minutes past 10 o'clock. By Jay's Ripple Dipettes, Chicago's best dip chips. Again, Milt Rosenberg.
If I can begin in a totally male chauvinistic mood, I'd like to ask you, Ariana, what's a nice Greek girl like you, presently a graduate student in a British university, what is such a girl doing, taking on the women's liberation movement, which flourishes over here more than any place else in the world?
Well, ever since I was first confronted with the women's liberation movement, I was repelled by it, and I use a strong word very advisedly. And there are many reasons why I was repelled by it. First of all, let me say from the start that as somebody who was born and brought up in Greece, I've seen and come across more male chauvinist pigs than all the women's liberationists put together.
Extension 720 continues. Again, your host, Milt Rosenberg. Milt?
And you were saying a moment ago something which most people have not agreed with you upon, but about which you've been quite concerned for some time. That is, you were talking about the Kennedy assassination.
You know, one man in the just cause has a mightier voice than an army, as Fidel Castro pointed out in a five-hour speech recently. But it seems to me, you know, that's really true. The latest Harris poll says that 90% of the American people don't believe the Warren Report. The American people, to their everlasting discredit, don't want bad news because then they might have to do something about it. So they deny that it exists. That's the irony of it.
I want people to feel that they can talk to the governor. I want people to feel that if they really want to, they can go to an accountability session and stand up and look me in the eye and say, Dan, why are you doing this? Or why are you not doing that?
Well, Governor, you say that your staff tells you that it's a dangerous practice to go on the radio and answer people's questions. I've always rather admired Ernest Hemingway's injunction that the one way to have a full and meaningful life is to live dangerously. And so if you're ready, let's live dangerously right now and answer some people's questions. We'll take the first of the calls for this evening. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Patricio Pérez. Soy el maestro en la ciudad de Chicago. Me gustaría conversar con el gobernador Walker sobre la educación bilingüe.
We'll go back to the phones. Presently, caller, good evening.
Good evening. First, I've got to correct you. Milt Rosenberg will be back tomorrow night because that interview with Jack Welch was recorded by Milt.
Now, did you know about Jack Welch's philandering before you had him on this time?
He confessed it to me privately.
Okay.
Well, we had a coffee break, but I pledged secrecy on it.
How's that? Close enough to Lucille? What do you think? Playing a Fender 335.
Well, you need to sing a blues lyric with it for me to really judge it.
Mm-hmm.
From WGN Radio Chicago, it's time now for Extension 720. Here is your host and moderator, Milton Rosenberg.
Oh, I'm going to Chicago to get my women in line. Yes, I'm going to Chicago to get my women in line. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Presidents, governors, secretaries of state, Milt's show was voted by WGN employees as the show most likely to require a Secret Service security sweep. They all came to talk to the guy who could always keep it classy.
Please, sir, if you would, there's the chair.
Dr. Rosenberg, nice meeting you, sir.
Thank you so much for coming.
Well, I'm honored and humbled to have this opportunity to be on Extension 720. I know this is the premier interview show on radio in Chicago. And Laura and I, we love listening at night. We, you know, it's WGN carries a long way. And whether we're down at Crawford at our ranch or in Washington, we like to just sit around for 2 hours every evening and listen to your cerebral interviews.
One man made us all sound smarter than we really were. The professor, the doctor, the indomitable Milt Rosenberg.
Radio 720.
He was the spike right in the heart of our radio dial.
The number one thing will be for the players to believe that they can win. They have to believe that they can win. And if they believe that, then we've got a chance to win.
You gotta believe a man named Spike.
Players have to believe that they can win.
Yeah, to be able to win.
So if they believe that, they can win.
Basically what he's saying is
they have to believe that they can win. And if they believe that, then we've got a chance to win.
Spike Odell.
Pull that card out, will you? Just pick it up for me.
A man you can believe in.
Who did you idolize coming up?
You know, Landecker, you know, he's the one that really made my head spin around.
Like, best disc jockey ever.
Best top 40 rock and roll
ever
I ever heard in my
ever.
Life. And I would listen to Fred and Lyle.
Fred Winston,
Fred
sure.
Winston and yeah. Lyle in the morning and Choose Your News and and all that. And I just kept remembering. I was at the factory at the time. I was at International Harvester in Rock Island. And I had the little radio on in the guard shack. I was a guard. And I just thought, man, those guys are having more fun than I am.
The retirement ceremony that never happened. A funny, likable, thoughtful security guard calling it quits after years at the harvester plant. It was not to be. That guard would move on to other things, like the pilot seat at Radio 720 as the sun came up. Rock Island's loss was all of our gain.
Hey, Otis!
Hi, how you doing?
Otis Von Ortner, long time no talk, big fella. How's everything up in Alaska?
Oh, it's getting crazy up here. I got that girlfriend, she's got me running, you know.
Yeah, now what's her name? Do we need to know her? Because
her name's Deborah, but she told me I gotta call her the goddess.
Hey, Otis.
Yeah.
Now, is this getting serious, is it? The last time we talked, you just met in a coffee shop, and you whipped her up a latte, if I remember correctly. And
yeah, she's pretty good. She's a keeper, you know.
Yeah?
So,
you
yeah,
like
she's
her.
Got a, she's got a job in her teeth, so that up here, that's pretty good, you know.
So,
can't ask for much more than that.
We thought we'd just give you a few holiday recipes. That
Mom's holiday fruitcake recipe.
And let me
recipe.
Write these down.
Okay. Do it slowly.
Yeah. Okay. 1 cup water, 1 cup of sugar,
got it. Mm-hmm.
4 large eggs, mm-hmm. 2 cups of dried fruit, whatever you want, 1 teaspoon of baking soda and 1 teaspoon of salt,
mm-hmm.
1 cup brown sugar, some lemon juice, some nuts, your choice again, and 1 gallon of whiskey.
Good. Isn't that a lot?
First, you want to sample the whiskey to check for quality. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, good.
Take a large bowl and check the whiskey again just to be sure it's of the highest quality.
Okay, good.
Turn on the electric mixer and beat 1 cup butter in a large fluffy bowl. And add 1 teaspoon of sugar and beat it again. And then make sure the whiskey is still okay.
Just try it again.
And then you want to cry another tup. And then just chuck in a cup of dried fruit. Mix on the turner. And if the fried fruit get stuck in the beaterers, pry it loose with a Drew Scriber.
What?
Sample the whiskey to check for toxicity.
Good. For what?
Toxicity? Now sift the lemon juice and strain your nuts. Add 1 tablespoon of sugar, something or whatever you can find. Throw the bowl out the window and go to bed, because who the hell likes fruitcake anyway?
You know, Pat, since Randy's been filling in for Ronnie, everybody at the station is practicing their Randy Hundley imitation.
Here's the pitch to Tyler. There's a strike and the count 0-2.
Can I give you my impression?
Go right ahead.
Oh, that's exactly right, Pat.
What do you think, Randy?
Kiss my hillbilly fanny.
All righty. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Spike.
I'll give you another prize if you take that phone into your dryer and put it in the dryer.
Okay, well, I'm right by the dryer.
All right, now just put it in and give me about 20 seconds of tumbling. You got to leave it on.
I will.
All right, this is Pete's phone.
Okay, we're going into the dryer now.
All right, now don't you get in it. Just put the phone in there.
I'm in here with it.
Don't leave him alone.
Get out of there.
Do you want it on fluff or delicate?
I want it on fluff.
Okay, you got it, big boy.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Where are you? Hello?
Hey, Pete. Pete.
Hello?
Oh, Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Because somebody got to be there with some smarts to watch those kids.
Pardon me?
Oh, Pete, that was...
As the song goes, a time for laughter, a time for tears. We trusted Spike to get us through both.
We're going to break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Yes, it is.
Is that the World Trade?
Spectacular pictures coming out of New York City right now. It looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. Black smoke is pouring out of some of the upper floors.
They're putting in a heightened alert around federal and government buildings.
I get literally a knot in my stomach and a lump in my throat when I look at this. Look at page 10 and 11 of the Chicago Tribune, each side of both of those pages, and look at what was in there. Look at the businesses that had the offices there on the different floors, and then just imagine how many people had to be in there. It was the start of the workday. Man, thousands, thousands of people.
Here's Kane now, juking his way to the right, lower left corner. Should he score? Oh, no, that's turned wide by Layton. Loose puck in the crease. And now it's in the net. They score!
They score!
The Hawks win Stanley Cup! The Hawks win the Stanley Cup. Layton is down on his knees in the goal crease. Nobody knew where the puck was. Layton froze in the goal crease. Let's see what we have here.
It's in the back of the net.
It's in the back of the net. The Hawks have won the Stanley Cup.
Skill.
Shoot, he scores! Jonathan Kerr!
Tradition.
Here's Bobby Hall, is passed to Makita.
Strength.
It's Patrick Kane from center ice.
Teamwork.
We're the champs.
Integrity.
Playing better each and every game here.
Passion.
Hawks win!
Oh, man!
That's hockey, baby!
We are precisely 2 years older than they are. We were one of the original 12. They were one of the original 6. And we don't think it's a boast to look at our respective histories and say, some things get better with age. The Blackhawks on Radio 720 WGN.
Up to the outside to Bobby Hull. And he finishes first! A solo effort by Bobby Hull.
The Blackhawks right here, right now, have got to come up with a superior penalty-killing effort. And they've got to stay disciplined on the penalty kill so as not to take another minor, which would make their situation worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said.
As I state the obvious.
Well, you know me, I'm the master at that, so.
To me, it's a big kill. For the right reasons, it's a big kill.
Well, here we go with
and
that.
And if they score, I'm going to look like a complete village idiot like I normally do.
I told you all along, you're a tremendous slouch.
Who knows a good dentist, by the way?
Time for the stretch. Here are the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks fans up there. Let us hear you. A one.
A two. A three.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, man.
As best as you can, describe to me what it's like to be the ultimate, to win the Stanley Cup.
Unreal.
Well said. Go enjoy yourself.
Well, looks like we're going back to Detroit, and I was telling John during the TV timeout, don't say that very often, but boy, am I glad that he's going to Detroit.
Yeah, pizza night for you for the third time this week. That's a lot of pizza. By the way, they do throw objects on the ice surface in Detroit, the eight-legged variety, and somebody has tossed a couple of them on the ice here. The guys in Detroit that handle the ice, they usually pick them up and they spin them over the top of their heads to try and incite the crowd. Our guys here just take the shovel out and just shovel them off the ice and down into the big vat with the Zamboni snow.
Yeah, I do the same thing when I take my dog for a walk.
Only you do that with a plastic bag.
Chicago!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup for the second time in four seasons!
Cold winter nights, 50,000 watts of power, on a country road in Manitoba, or heading home from practice in Minnesota, a young hockey player wants what I have. He listens, and he dreams. The kid listening to Faraway Hockey on the radio has one goal, and so do I. I'm Patrick Sharp. My team is the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks play here in 720 WGN Chicago.
It's 19 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Country Fair from WGN Radio in Chicago. Here is a bulletin from WGN News just handed me.
For 90 years, we could chuckle and chat and trade stories and gossip. But when we had to, we let the life around us lead the way. It's the drop-everything instinct that has run through generations of GNers. The big story is invading our lives, and now it's time to dial up the talents that got us here.
President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot at just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. A photographer on the scene said he saw blood on the president's head. I repeat, this bulletin from WGN News.
This is WGN Radio Chicago.
The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police. Gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.
If I put this up your butt, you'll find out how effective it is.
You have to be a good neighbor. You have to be a good neighbor. Otherwise, I'm going to be up your butt every day. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be up the butt every day to make sure that the commitments that Ricketts make and the commitments that the mayor makes are actually solidified by your support as colleagues.
Exclusive. Paris, France. The band formerly led by Major Glenn Miller, who's been missing for many weeks, is carrying on in his name at Battlefront.
How do you do, everyone? This is Ralph Eddy bringing you the latest news from United Press. Squadrons of German bombers sought to resume the furious Nazi aerial assault on Britain this morning.
A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
What's going on out there? We understand you got a robbery.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robber.
From the update desk of ChicagoTribune.com, I'm Charlie Myers.
I'm Dick Sutliff.
WGN.
Tom Peterson.
At City Hall, David Stewart.
Wes Bleek.
I'm Andrea Darlis.
I'm Steve Bertrand.
Judy Pilat.
I'm Lyle Dean.
Paula Cooper.
Well, I guess when you think you've heard everything, then you'll hear this story.
I'm Jim Anthony.
Bob Kessler on Chicago's News and Talk.
Doug Cummings, WGN News.
The mayor has just been brought to a hospital via ambulance. He was brought down from his office. Police officers on the scene say it appears as if it was a heart attack.
Mayor's condition is critical.
I'm
I'm Alton Miller, the mayor's press secretary, and it's my sad responsibility to let you know that Mayor Washington was pronounced dead this afternoon at 1:36.
There's been lots of damage from today's storm.
There were many reports of tornado touchdowns across Illinois.
And obviously, this was an unprecedented event for us, especially in the month of November, and the impacts are so significant that it will take time to be able to sift
Washington,
through.
East Peoria, Metamora, these communities have a great sense of community. They're coming together neighbor by neighbor.
More than anything, I want to just ask people to continue to pray for Washington and don't forget us. I mean, we're just in day four, but I'm worried about 4 months and the attention is away that we're still going to be in the middle of this because we're going to need help for a long, long time.
In our business, it's called being the station of record, the one place even the guys from our competition tune into to get the latest news, the weather warnings, the vibe of what Chicago is thinking after a major happening. 9 decades of that drop everything gut feeling has built the credibility we enjoy at Radio 720 WGN. And that is old news to us, something we don't ever plan on forgetting.
And so from the Mid-America Broadcast Center, WGN Radio Chicago, this is Pierre Andre wishing you all a great day.
Well, once every convention, we try to come up with what we call a real Star-Spangled exclusive for WGN and WGN Television. I'm very proud to be able to say that our old friend Ronald Reagan is going to be visiting with us, and when you stop to think of the monumental number of commitments and exciting and demanding prospects that are in your mind right now, Governor, I just want to say I'm as grateful as I can be.
Well, Jack, they must recognize that old sports announcers don't fade away, they just get together.
Snap to Zach, looking right, fires.
Middle of the field, yes!
Touchdown!
Yes!
Touchdown! Who else? Sam Simmons!
Unbelievable!
Got it! Touchdown, Northwestern! The Wildcats lead it with 20 seconds to go.
Oh, it's been open all day long, the middle of the field against this Michigan defense.
The Tribune's John Cass first reported the story of the road crew foreman caught by police at the Ritz-Carlton with an illegally altered handgun and some marijuana. Mayor Daley says he doesn't know what the man was doing.
I'm not there. I'm not the bellhop there.
Or why he had a gun.
I don't know if he... What was he doing at the Ritz Hotel if he was on city time? I don't know.
And now, it's time for station identification. It's a large, tall building that you can leap at a single bound.
Powerful voice, powerful voice. WGN.
What it is, what it shall be, what it was.
And let's get on with the getting on.
Ninety years, 10 shy of a century, and no, we're not even going to try to guess what those 10 years will bring us. We can't tell the future, but what we can do is read the maps that our legendary predecessors drew for us. The route to success, the heights of professionalism, the path to relevancy, and the road to compelling radio. 90 more years, we'll see apps and websites and streams and the cloud and technology that has yet to be invented. But if we hold true to the last 90, the next 90 will see and hear plenty of WGN Radio. Who we were,
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago,
is who we are. And that is a pretty good bet for the future. I'm Bob Surratt. Thanks for listening.
90 years in 90 minutes. The sounds and stories of Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Presented by our sponsoring partners, Jewel Osco and your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers.
From Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey to Wally Phillips and Spike Odell, WGN Radio has been home to Chicago's most beloved voices. These folks and countless others are invited into our homes on a daily basis. For 90 years, WGN has covered Chicago's biggest local news stories and has been there for the moments that changed world history. As we congratulate another of Chicago's own, Jewel Osco salutes WGN Radio on this milestone. For 115 years, Jewel Osco has been proud to call Chicago home. Ever since those Jewel tea trucks made their rounds in and around town. Yep, times sure have changed, but our commitment to Chicago remains the same. Like WGN, Jewel Osco is here to stay. So here's to you, WGN. And thanks for all the great listening through the years. We look forward to celebrating a century with you real soon.
Through the years, WGN Radio has helped Chevy drive Chicago.
Like a rock,
It's all about drive. WGN Radio and Chevy dealers were there and will be there for you mile after mile.
Your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers are proud sponsors of WGN Radio. Here's cheers to another 90 years, because it's all about drive.